Good morning. My guest this morning is Megan Hakes from the 6th Street Playhouse. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
Well, the 6th Street Playhouse presenting Noel Coward. That really is sort of almost a contradiction in terms, but not quite. It's a great old comedy, and I think not presented anywhere in this area for quite some time. Is that true?
I think that is true, yes. I'm actually new to the area myself, but when I was doing research, I didn't see anything within the past few years about Blythe Spirit. But it's a wonderful comedy of manners, wonderful for Halloween time. There's some spooky, ghosty sort of trails running through the play. So it's a lot of fun for a family on Halloween.
How big is the cast? I've never seen this show.
We have 7 people in our cast. We have David Yen, who is playing Charles Condamine. He's a local area favorite. And then we also have Lenny Dean, who is another area favorite.
Boy,
she's playing
really?
Madame Arcati. We just have a fantastic cast.
I think that's the... I don't think Lenny has done much in the way of acting in recent times, anyway.
I think she did... Dancing at Lunasa, maybe the previous season or the season before. But yes, it has been a little while for her.
Okay, can you sort of give us an idea of what the show is like?
Sure. The play is about a writer named Charles Condamine, and he is trying to write sort of like a mystery story about a medium. And so in order to get research on that and more information on that, he invites this wonderfully eccentric character named Madame Arcati to his home to have a séance. And after they finish the séance, hilarity and hijinks ensue.
Well, I don't know whether I would classify the works of Noel Coward in hilarity and hijinks. Maybe I would. Yeah, smart-ass remarks. Certainly
yes,
is.
Yes, definitely. There are quite a few of those for sure.
Right. How did the theater choose this show above any others to present during the Halloween season? Is it because of its spooky aspect?
Yes, and I think they also chose it. They're also running at this time is Rocky Horror Picture Show. So that's a very different sort of Halloween experience. So this way they can reach, you know, a wider audience range. And there are people who will definitely go and see both and people who will go and see one or the other. And both productions are fantastic. And I encourage you to go see them.
So what's next in the 6th Street regime? What is the next show coming up?
On the main stage, I think they're doing Christmas Carol up next. And from the sound of overhearing production and designer talks, it sounds like it's just going to be a stunning and beautiful production.
Are you connected with the actual production of By Spirit?
Yes, I'm actually the director and the scenic designer.
Oh, why did I not know that? It does say director, but I thought it was generically rather than specifically.
Yes.
Have you directed this show before?
I haven't directed it before, but I have done the scenic design before, which was why when Craig Miller, the artistic director, offered me both contracts, I sort of jumped on it because I already knew what a fun scenic design it can be. It's been a pleasure to do both on this particular production.
Do you find it in any way foreign to you because of the distance in time between now and when this play was actually first written and performed?
Not for me personally, but it is sometimes a struggle to make it not so far to the audience, to make it relatable to the audience. You know, there are phrases, there are people that they mention that at that time everybody would have known who they were, but nowadays,
you know,
so it is sort of a struggle to try to make that extremely specific so that the audience can relate to it.
Megan, thanks very much for coming in and telling us about the 6th Street Playhouse's production of Noel Coward's Blythe Spirit. It is already open and performing and will be on the boards until November 8th. For information, the best way to get it is at 6thstreetplayhouse.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.